Have you been able to accomplish the desires of your heart? This is Dr. Herbert O'Reilly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Have you been able to accomplish the desires of your heart? How few of us accomplish the desires of our heart? How few of us achieve the very things that we say are the most important things in our life? Now, we say, well, I gotta have money, I gotta have health, I gotta have friends, I gotta have all these things, I gotta have them, you know, I gotta have them. Well, that's nice. And you won't have them because you don't gotta have them. The thing that you really want, and the thing that really would make your life as happy as it makes my life, is to live in the awareness that you are a happy person. That you are a happy person. Now, when you live in the awareness that you are a happy person, all these other things seem to fall away in importance. And the only real thing that is of any importance is being happy. Now, it's not a matter of going out and laughing your head off. That's a good thing to do, too. It's not a matter of going out and having a lot of fun activities. That's great, too. But it's a matter of enjoying your own personal company, enjoying being who you are, being what you are, being where you are, being how you are right now. Right now, enjoying what you are. Now, it's not a matter that you have to accomplish something outward. It's just a matter of that inner contentment. True happiness is inner contentment. True happiness is when you feel good within yourself. You feel at peace within yourself. You feel a joy within yourself. That's true happiness. The happy person is not the person who has things. Oh, things don't necessarily make you unhappy or happy, but the happy person is the person who likes themselves. The person who finds that they are just the most fun to be with. Now, I walk my meditation path as I am this morning, and I'm sitting up here on the own bench looking out over the acreage of the campus of the University of Healing, and it's quite lovely. And I close my eyes. Here I am sitting in such a glorious view with all the mountains around and all the clouds hanging low in the sky because it rained last night and it was so beautiful. And I close my eyes. I don't even look at it. I close my eyes and I listen to an inner contentment. I listen to an inner feeling of joy and peace and happiness. And the gentle breeze that blows by doesn't disturb me. The ground that's moist all around me doesn't disturb me. Rex sitting over here like a sentinel looking out over the valley enjoying the view, that doesn't disturb me. Nothing disturbs me. I'm just full of peace. I am peace. I feel this great love, this great joy, this great feeling of harmony and magnificence that I am. And it's a good and a wonderful thing. Very good and a very wonderful thing. Now, can I always have this feeling of peace? Can I always have this feeling of at-one-ment? Can I always have this feeling of happiness? Sure. I don't have to go anywhere. I just sit down, close my eyes. And I don't even have to close my eyes. I don't even have to close my eyes. I can just sit down, my eyes open, and look around and be happy in whatever environment I have placed myself. If I'm sitting at the kitchen table, if I'm having a cup of coffee, if I'm sitting at my desk at my computer and I look at the screen and I see all the beautiful things that I'm putting there, I'm absolutely happy. Happiness is something so fantastic. Many songs are written about happiness. Many songs are written about happy people. Many songs are written about all the great things. Now stop and think. Stop and think once. How many songs do you know are written about I am rich, that I am wealthy, that I have a healthy body, that I have many wonderful friends? How many songs that you know, just offhand, that are written on this, you'd have to agree, not too many. Songs that are written about happiness are far more frequent. And they're written about happiness without any activity specific about it. They're not happy because you're home. They're happy because you're gone. They're not happy because you got a job or you don't have a job. You're not happy because you're married and you're not married. You're not happy because your children behave or they don't behave. You're not happy for things. You're just happy. And this happiness is something that happens to us all the time. And what we want to train ourselves to do is to be aware of being aware of that happiness. Be aware of being aware of that happiness. And it's just like eating ice cream. You eat ice cream, and a little bit at a time is just fabulous. But it tastes so good, you want to shove it all in and give yourself a headache. But you don't have to do that either. You can train yourself to moderate with all things. And let the happiness be yours on a long-term basis. The people who learn to eat slow enjoy their meals a longer period of time than the people who gobble it down and then they run off to something else. They're the ones who usually have an upset stomach, is the people who gobble it down. But the people who eat gently, slowly, who take every morsel and delight in eating it. Dorothea Zimmerman is one of our dear friends, and when I watch her eat, she takes each little piece of food and she cuts it into little pieces, and I think, my God, what a time-wasting activity that is. Put it in, eat it. You know, it's just one little piece. But she doesn't care what anybody thinks or says about her eating. She just eats gently, slowly, lovingly, making each little piece the most delicious little piece she ever put in her mouth. And when she's done eating, she doesn't rush away from the table. She sits there for a while and lets her thoughts dwell upon the beautiful meal that she has just completed. And then her thoughts dwell upon what's in the food that she's eating, and how wonderfully appointed it is, and how beautifully fed it is. She's just a happy lady. She doesn't know how to be unhappy. But of course, she has trained herself in this over the years. She has trained herself to be a happy person. And you and I, we can too. We can train ourselves to be a happy person, because we are truly a happy person. And as we are this happy person, then the real values of life are very apparent in us. And you know, it's very interesting. Happy people are wealthy people. Happy people are healthy people. Happy people have wonderful relationships. Happy people have a great job. Happy people are super people. Now that's something we can really get our teeth into, isn't it? Happy people are super people. So today I proclaim for myself, I am a happy person. I am a happy person. I am so happy. I am so filled with joy. I am so filled with love and peace and goodness. I am so happy. And this is how I see everyone in my world. I see everyone in my world just a pure reflection of my own happiness. I see everything in my world a pure reflection of my own happiness. And I live in that awareness of my happiness, because that's the real joy of being alive. Join me in this awareness today. and be happy with me. I'm very happy with you. I love you. I love you. I love you.